Well, interestingly, they came into Australia in the early 1990s, and they happened fairly quickly. And at the time, organisationally, we didn't really have a clear position on it. But once they came in, after a few years, we have supported them. So it's been about 20-odd years we've been supporter of mandatory helmet laws.
Why a rethink now?
Look, it's just this time when we think it's responsible to review policies at all times, but really what we've seen in bike riding too, unfortunately across Australia, the numbers, particularly in certain areas, haven't been rising in the number of people riding bikes. And we really need them to, because it's such a healthy activity, and with so many people who are physically inactive, bike riding is a great way to get people active. Now, of course, there is a debate around mandatory helmet laws, and one of the thoughts is that they do stop people riding bikes, and that's why we think it's time to have a very thorough review.
So what have you learnt, if anything, from approaches to bike helmet laws overseas?
Look, it's very interesting because we do look at overseas, and overseas, when our helmet laws became compulsory, as I say, in the early 90s, you would have thought that the rest of the world would have followed, but they haven't. And other places in that time have gone ahead in leaps and bounds in their bike riding, and they look at Australia and say, it's kind of odd that you have mandatory helmet laws. There are a couple of other countries where they are. New Zealand is one. There's a country in Saudi Arabia and also some of the Canadian provinces. But it hasn't swept the rest of the world. And that's really interesting, particularly considering when you look at why helmet laws come in, it's obviously to protect people and to stop people being injured if they do fall off their bike more severely than they otherwise would. So that's why we do look at overseas. We look at that and think, hey, it's time we had to think about what should we do here in Australia.
Craig Richards, the Chief Executive of Bicycle Network, which is reviewing its policy on mandatory helmet laws, which is not to say that you'll stop supporting mandatory helmet laws, Craig, necessarily. How will the review work?
Look, what we do is when we're looking at this, we're really asking ourselves four questions around bike riding. The first question around the mandatory helmet laws is, what impact does it have on the essence of bike riding, which is convenience and freedom? The second question we'll ask is, what impact does it have on the number of people riding bikes? The third question we look at, and we look at these with all our policies, the third question is, does it prevent crashes? And then the fourth question is, if there is a crash, what's the impact on the injury? So we'll ask those four questions, and to do that, we'll gather up a lot of evidence. You mentioned one thing, we're asking the public, bike riders, and people who don't ride bikes, what do they think? What's their opinion? We'll also get the opinion of a number of experts, both in Australia and overseas, who have strong opinions, generally one way or the other, on mandatory helmet laws. We'll also do a literature review because there's been a lot of studies done on this over a period of time. We'll gather up what other evidence and statistics there are. We'll weigh all these things up, look at the probative value of them, and as a result of that, come to a decision, should we keep our current stance or should we change it?
An Australian study came out yesterday which noted that there had been a decrease in the amount of people that chose to ride bicycles in Australia. It also showed injuries to cyclists are increasing and that the injuries are often, not always, head injuries. Will that affect your stance or will you be looking at that?
Well, we certainly will look at the difficulty is that the stats around injuries that happen when there are crashes, they aren't as great as they possibly could be. I know that study was particularly looking at hospitalisations, and that's the more serious end of the injuries. Then, of course, there's other injuries as well. But, of course, it's difficult to look at it just on their own, and that's where we're going to have a very careful look at the evidence, because some of those statistics, they may involve injuries to the head. They may have been injuries that make no difference at all whether you had a helmet on or not. Unfortunately, that's the case with some of the very worst bike crashes that there are. So we are going to have to look at that very carefully, because one of the things we are looking at, of course, is when it comes to the injury, I mentioned two things. Does it prevent injury? The second one is, does it affect the severity? But having said that, the evidence about severity of head injury, if you have a helmet on, it's generally fairly clear. If you do have a crash and you do hit your head, you're much better off with a helmet on, particularly with regard to skull fractures. Concussion might be a bit more of an interesting issue.
How much influence does your network, the Bicycle Network, have in determining state or federal laws, government bike helmet rules on the issue?
Well, look, hopefully a lot. I mean, that's what our organisation's for. We've got a significant number of members across the country. We've got 50,000 members, which in terms of bike riding advocacy groups puts us in one of the top five of the world in terms of numbers, which is kind of interesting but also humbling. So we'd like to think that when it comes to that moment, we are obviously someone who speaks to the government a lot about bike riding policies, laws, infrastructure, all those sorts of things. And they do listen to us, which is great. They don't always do what our opinion is, of course, because that's in the end, they're the ultimate decision maker. But we would like to think that as a result of this particular research and this project we're doing, which will be very thorough, that it will be informative and it's something that the people that make the laws will consider carefully.
And Craig, you said you're going to be looking, as well as asking people their opinion on it, you're also going to be looking at expert studies, and you're also asking for anyone with an interest who's aware of credible work in the area to point it out to you. So you're planning on quite a thorough review.
Look, absolutely, because while we'd like to think that we can find all the research ourselves, we say to anyone, if you've got anything, please make us aware of it, because we'd hate to miss something, because there's both the literature and some of that obviously comes through the academic type studies, but then we'll also go to a number of experts, because there's experts both in Australia and around the world who are experts in all these areas that impact in helmets. Some of them are academics in various areas, some of them are road safety experts, some of them are urbanists. So there's a huge number of people that we'll look to and see what their opinion is as well.
Craig Richards, our guest on ABC Radio Perth. I'm Jill, and Craig is the Chief Executive of Bicycle Network. It's Australia's biggest bike riding organisation, and they're reviewing their policy on mandatory helmet laws, asking your opinion on it, and I'll let you know how you can do that in just a moment. You've had quite a big response.
We have. We've already had about 10,000 responses, which in terms of these sorts of surveys is a really big response, and it really just shows how interested people are in bike helmets as an issue. Of course, it's only one issue, though, when it comes to getting people riding bikes. We talk about lots of other issues. Bike infrastructure is obviously a key one, but the helmet's one that really tends to capture people's imagination. Lots of the people have an opinion on it. Lots have a very strong opinion on it, and that's why we think it's important to make sure that we ask people what they think.
So how do people take part?
What they do is they can get onto our website, which is bicyclenetwork.com.au. They'll find the link to the survey there. It won't take terribly long. You know, it should be done in 5 or so minutes. It's not an exhaustive exercise, but as I say, we'd really love to hear from everyone right throughout Australia and particularly from people in WA.
And when do you expect, with all of the work that you're doing with the review, Craig, to have some kind of position on it formulated?
Yeah, look, we were thinking, oh, wouldn't it be good to have it done by Christmas, that magic time when we all try to finish things, but we've actually said, look, we're going to look to have it done by Easter, just because we don't want to rush it and we know there's a huge volume of material. So we're going to make sure we strive and do everything we can to make sure by Easter next year we've fully done our review, we've formulated our position, and then we'll obviously go forward from there.
Thank you very much for giving us some time.
Fantastic. Thanks, everyone.